This is the I Love Success podcast. I'm Peter Drukowski, and I have made a vow to myself to help as many people as possible to achieve their dreams. Let's get started. Hey guys, and welcome to the I Love Success podcast. This is the podcast where I meet the coolest and most successful people on the planet and share their stories. Are you ready? Because here we go. But before we get started, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, Heston's Beds in Los Angeles. I'm all about working hard and accomplishing what you want, but to do that, you need to sleep well and wake up well rested. Heston's deliver a world-class sleeping experience and have done so since 1852. Yes, that's right, six generations of handcrafted beds made from ethically sourced, pure natural materials. Heston's will change the way you sleep forever with the finest beds, mattresses, and bedding accessories in the world. If you're serious about success, you should be serious about your sleep. And Heston's can help you. Check them out at hestonsla.com. Thanks again, Heston's LA, for supporting our cause. Today's guest is the founder and CEO of Nialaya Jewelry. He was born and raised in the small country of Denmark. All his life, he has been fascinated with style, luxury, and the arts. With a career history with legendary fashion houses such as Ralph Lauren and Tommy Hilfiger, he has always had a passion for style and luxury. His many trips to the Far East have developed and diversified his eclectic taste. Bali, Thailand, and India have become the designer's favorite destinations for collecting inspiration, gaining insight, and rejuvenating before a new piece of jewelry comes to life. He has put his heart into creating pieces which promote spiritual enlightenment by being present and centered in the moment. And he has worked closely with different stones and has discovered how the jewels help him and many others gain clarity, inner peace, and joy. Last but not least, in the fall of 2014, he was featured as a main cast member on Heroes of Hollywood, an American reality series on the Bravo network, documenting six successful Europeans living in Los Angeles and working in the fashion and entertainment industry. His name is Yannick Olander. Welcome, Yannick.
Thank you so much, Peter. I'm really happy to be here. I'm excited to meet you and to talk about, you know, what it is that makes me kind of successful in America and, you know, what it takes to kind of kick ass over here. I'm really excited to be here today. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're here because I was back in Sweden a couple of years back when I first got to know you, so to speak. I was watching Heroes of Hollywood because my dream has always been to come here since I was a little kid actually. And you were my favorite just because of your attitude. You were that guy that weren't afraid to do what you want and take what's yours or maybe what's not even yours, you know, taking that extra leap of faith. And I love people like that. And that's why I have been trying to reach out to you for a long time now, but we finally got it done. So we're here today. So my first question to you, who is Yannick really as a person?
Well, first of all, thank you. And I'm glad I was your favorite person on the show. I'll get back to that show later. My name is Yannick Olander and I'm Danish. I grew up in a small town in Denmark with 70 people. Our neighbor was a farm. You know, I took my bike every day, 4 kilometers to school back and forwards. I was playing a lot of soccer, completely obsessed and thought I was going to be a professional soccer player. Until I went to boarding school, I had a knee injury and a lot of things happened. I started to get interest for girls around 14, 15, and that kind of changed my life. But then soccer wasn't that interesting anymore. I was always driven and very interested in what was going on in the big world outside the small town I was from. And when I was like 16, 17, I would take my bike and ride into the closest bigger city and to buy the English version of GQ, which is like a men's fashion magazine from London. And I would like try to follow trends. I was listening to the radio at that time. You know, we didn't really have the internet even, and there was no Instagram, Facebook and stuff. So I just kind of tried to get inspired from what was going on, reading magazines and stuff and stay in tune with fashion, music, all these kind of interest things that interested me. And it kind of shaped me to the person I was. So when I was 19 years old, I had just finished high school, I had saved up a bit of money. I was working in a gas station on the side from studying. And with that money, it was $1,000, I moved to London. I moved to London with the idea of like, I want to go over and learn English for like 3 to 6 months. And then I was actually going to come back to Denmark, I thought, to study. I was even going to study law, business. I was thinking about studying art. So I had some different things. But my plan was I was going to go to university or business school. That changed, and I actually ended up staying outside of Denmark for 7 years of total. So in those years, I tried a lot of things. I was working for Ralph Lauren in Hamburg. I went to work for Harvey Nichols in London. I was working as a model in Miami. I was a snowboard teacher in the French Alps. I was a doorman in Austria. You know, I was trying a lot of different things, and I just loved it. I was really just going for it, exploring myself really as a person. Learned some different languages, be fluent German as well, since I lived in Germany for 4 years. And I just like went through a lot of things. I just didn't have any plans at all between 19 and 23. I just went crazy and traveled around how I felt. But when I turned 23, I started to decide, you know, I wanted to get serious. And I saw, you know, some of my friends getting a little more serious at home. And I was like thinking I should really get an education. So I started to study business. I did that while I was the store manager for Ralph Lauren in Hamburg. So I studied that on an external course at Copenhagen Business School. It sounded kind of crazy, but it was a very hectic 2 years where I studied full-time and I worked full-time. I got my BA, Bachelor in Business, and I finished working for Ralph Lauren in Hamburg. After 2 years, I was 26 now, and I got headhunted back to Denmark to kind of start up Ralph Lauren in Denmark. With 26 years old, I ended up having my own Ralph Lauren store in Denmark, the first one, in a department store called Illums. And I later opened up more stores under Ralph Lauren, jeans, kids, men's, women's. Then I added Tommy Hilfiger. So, you know, I was like 29, 30 years old. I had 45, 50 employees, 8 shops, like leading fashion shops in Copenhagen, the capital of Denmark. So I was kind of really in it, and I was enjoying my new life in Denmark. Copenhagen was kind of a very nice city to be in. You know, it was, after living in London, Munich, Hamburg, Miami, and stuff like that, you know, I was coming back to Denmark. It was kind of a smaller place, but it felt really safe and cozy. And, you know, I love Danish people. Obviously, I'm Danish, so, you know, I understood their humor and all that. So I had a great time, and I was really building my business. I sold that fashion business when I was about 31, moved on to something else. I started a t-shirt line. I sold that. And when I was starting to become like 34, 35, kind of late again, actually, I've been in Denmark for 9 years now. I thought, okay, I was looking around. I had a girlfriend at the time, a Danish girlfriend. I saw my friends, you know, they're kind of, it was very predictable. I thought my life looked too predictable. And it was just like getting a little bit boring. And I thought I needed to do something else. And I wanted to follow my dream. And my dream wasn't just to live like kind of a regular life in Denmark, like everyone else. Nothing wrong with that, but just it was just not for me. So I decided to sell my fashion business I had at that time and completely change direction and move to Los Angeles and follow my dream of becoming an entrepreneur in the US. I wanted to test myself. I wanted to live in California and Los Angeles. I wanted to change the weather circumstances I was living in. If you know Denmark, you know, it's kind of cold, gray, and cloudy 9 months a year. And it wasn't really for me, I thought. You know, you have one life, one shot, you know, you just want to give the full what you have, you know. And like, I thought I'd given what I had in Denmark. I wasn't really going anywhere mentally, and I was just like, you know, business was great. I lived a great life, had the most amazing apartment, the best friends ever. But I just wanted really to make a strategic, like, big move in my life. Yeah. So that's when I decided to try my luck and move to LA. So that's kind of my background, you know.
Yeah, that's amazing. And we're going to talk more about you, and I really think it's interesting. You're a person who had it all, but still wanted something else and had the courage to go after it. Because I believe it's very difficult to do when you don't have a choice. sometimes it's much easier. But when you do have a choice to actually go after something, leave everything, you know, go after something even better. But let's move back to you as a kid in this small, small town. You told me you worked at the gas station, so you must have had a kind of a drive early on as a kid too, right?
Yeah, so basically, you know, I'm the oldest of four boys. So I have three younger brothers. I'm Aries. So as a person, I'm very driven. You know, I'm very energetic. I'm very passionate. I think I'm very visionary. You know, and one of the things, you know, that kind of I think makes me different to a lot of people is that I'm extremely hardworking. You know, I'm like, I've been working like crazy since I was like 10 years old. When I was 10 years old, I got a job. I was obviously not allowed to work as a kid in Denmark, but you know, I got a job at a local farm where I was cleaning out a cow shed and horse shed from our neighbor. I was getting paid, I think $1 an hour, and I was really proud. I did that for a couple of years, and then I started my first business pretty young. It was a cleaning business, and I wanted to walk around to the neighbors, so I took my savings and went up to the local little shop, you know, and bought a bucket and some cleaning stuff, and then I wanted to go and clean the windows. So I spent all my money on that. I think it was like $40 or something to get all this equipment so I look professional. And I walked up to a couple of them and they're like, all right, cool, you can clean my windows and this and that. So I did that, but by mistake, you know, I was hardly reading at that time. I bought toilet cleaning, like kind of scruffing toilet cleaners, and I greased the windows in three houses so bad that they couldn't look out the window. So my cleaning business went south. So you know, I had to come back and clean the whole house and the window and everything, you know, because it looked like terrible. So I decided, okay, the cleaning was not for me. Then I moved on to chickens. So I bought 10 mini chickens, and I was waiting for them to lay eggs. And then my grandmother always came out and bought these eggs, and they were to have that business running. The eggs were pretty expensive. They were like $1.50 each, I think, at that time. So you know, I tried different things. Then I had an interest in little fish. You know, I had fish tanks at home, and I was trading fish and plants and this and that. I had like 10 fish tanks in my little room, and I was totally into it. So everything I've been doing already from a very young age, you know, just been like going for it and trying to build a business, really.
And why do you think that is? Did your brother do the same, or brothers?
Not in the same way at all. You know, they were more like hanging out with their friends, and you know, they were already like, they were more like playing drums and stuff like that. So you know, I just had that drive. I just wanted to make money, really. I was just fascinated by it. And I just had that trading gene in me, maybe from my, you know, my great granddad and stuff. You know, he had his own business, and I saw how he was trading. He had an iron business, and I was like very impressed by it. He had his own company car, and, you know, self-employed. And I always kind of knew it myself. I wanted to be self-employed. I just kind of had it in me, and I was only waiting for that day where I could have my own business, really. I'm not born to work for someone. When I later in my life I worked for someone, I was always more passionate than my boss normally, you know, and I was just like really going for it. So I just really had it in me, and I just kept going. And I always worked on the side. I worked in gas stations. When I had a job, just after I finished school, I took a summer job, you know, before I moved to London. I got a job in the daytime, and then the night position was free as well. It was a 24-hour business that was open, this gas station. And then I applied for that too. So I actually worked double shifts. So I work from like 4 in the afternoon, and I'll work till 8 in the morning, go home and sleep, and then back. And I did that for the whole summer to make money. And I just like, you know, just been really working hard, grinding hard. Look back at my life, you know, nothing comes easy. And it's just like how it is.
I can totally relate to that. My parents had a tobacco shop where you can sports betting and all of that for over 20 years. And since I was 7, I worked there. I couldn't even reach up to the counter. I put my feet on a chair. So I know that feeling. Since I was 7, I have always had money in my pocket. Even after the first week, I negotiated with my dad and doubled my salary. But I mean, so I can totally relate to hard work and getting that experience. And I think all of that experience and not being afraid of working hard, has that helped you in your life?
It's completely helped me. You know, my dad was working extremely hard. When I was a kid, he built a big house. It was in the 80s, and it was just when the oil crisis hit, and we ran into some, I think he ran into some financial problems, whatever, so he had to work like crazy for many years. And I remember my dad, you know, literally how I remember him when I was a kid. He left in the morning at 6 o'clock before I got out of bed, and he was home after I went to bed at 11 at night. So I've seen my dad work insanely hours, and it's just kind of completely natural to me. I'm like a super human when it comes to working hours. I will go to the office. I'll give you an example. I landed from Australia last Wednesday at 6 o'clock, just on a 14-hour flight. Got out of the airport. I was at the office at 7 in the morning, and I had so much to do that day, and I ended up working till 3 in the morning. So it took 20 hours. Next day, I was back at the office at 9, and I worked till 5 the next morning. You know, when you have your own business, when you're passionate about it, it does not really feel like work. And a lot of things comes into it, but, you know, I try to be healthy on the side, work out and stuff, but when you do the right things and you know you kind of your body and your instruments, you know, you can just kind of keep working because you're really passionate. You find some inner flame in you, you know, just can't stop.
Yeah, I think it's incredible for people like you. When you found what you really like, you're not afraid of putting in the hours, because I feel there's a lot of people out there, they might see you on Instagram or Heroes of Hollywood and see your brand and say, yeah, I want to do that too. But they have to know, we're going to talk about the whole journey, but they have to know this started when you were a kid cleaning cow shit in that little village in Denmark, right? And it's built up, it's many, many years of hard work.
Peter, you're 100% right. You know, everyone thinks, you know, oh yeah, this guy was lucky, he just did this and that. But, you know, luck comes with a lot of preparation. No one is just lucky. Like, I don't know many people that are just lucky out of the blue. People have prepared to luck. You know, luck is something you create. And I feel I've been creating luck since I was like 7 years old, you know, 5 years old, literally just running around looking for it and going for it. And it just never stopped, you know, just kept working, kept believing in it, kept grinding and never giving up. And when you put that into yourself as kind of your own personality, it's just a part of you, you know, it's just you don't stop. And I know, you know, on my Instagram, it's kind of rather a little flashy and, you know, it looks like, you know, just living the good life. But obviously behind that, you know, it's like hours and hours of work, and it's just like, it's 15 hours of work every day. It's no problem at all, but that's just how it is.
But is it worth it though?
Oh, it's totally worth it. I mean, I can't stop. So, you know, I don't even know how I would do without. I think it's worth it because for so many reasons. People might think, you know, oh yeah, I'm all about money and stuff like that. You know, it's not the money at all. You know, it's really not. I don't care about money. Some of my close friends would know that. I like money. I like nice things. I like nice house, cars, of course, all that stuff. But it's not really about that. It's more about, you know, really waking up in the morning with passion for something that you do, loving what you do. And at the end of the day, what I like now and where I'm in a position to inspire other people, that's why I'm here today as well, you know, inspire other people to do the same. That's actually one of the most rewarding things ever. I mean, I have so many young guys and girls writing me every day on my Instagram, Facebook, or whatever, and, you know, asking for advice and how they can move to the US. You know, you live here too, so, you know, for a lot of Europeans, the dream is to come to Hollywood or LA or New York or whatever and build the American dream. So a lot of people just kind of want to do that and are reaching out on how to do it. But I feel for a lot of younger people, you know, they really don't know what it takes yet, so they think it's so easy, basically, but it takes a lot.
I think the idea of success is not the same as the reality sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure, yeah. If success, you know, it might look easy to most people. I mean, I guess that's kind of the idea of it. But success, you know, it's kind of individual. What is success? You got to ask yourself. You know, success for me might be completely different from what success is for you or for someone else, you know. So you're kind of going to find out within yourself what your measurements are and what you're looking for in life and what matters to you, and then go for it. And it can also change, you know, throughout your life. When you're in your early 20s, something is more important than other things, you know, and suddenly, you know, I'm in my 40s, you know, so I have different values now, and, you know, you get to know the world and yourself a little better, and, you know, make sure you're centered and just go for what you believe in, really.
That's what we're trying to do here with the I Love Success podcast. We're trying to redefine success, because for some people, it might be becoming a billionaire. For another person, it is to becoming a doctor or helping people or just have a family or just be healthy. It can be so many different things, but it needs to come from your own heart and your own passions, I believe. And that's why I try to have different people. And also, one thing that I've noticed with successful people just like you it's much deeper than just money. Of course, money is important, but maybe not the most important thing, right?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, I have, like I said, I have three younger brothers. One of my younger brothers, he's 2 years younger than me. We grew up, lived the whole life together, and he has four sons as well. He has four kids. He lives in the house we grew up in on the countryside. He has completely different values than me. Yeah, he has a completely different mindset. And you know, and for him, success is something very different. And, you know, I come home, I look at his family, you know, I can get jealous in a way, you know, my four nephews are amazing. He has a beautiful wife and that is amazing too. But then again, for me, that's just something completely different. You know, that's not my mindset. I respect him for that. I admire him for that. But then I look back to what I'm doing and you know, what matters for me. And it's just very, very different. I mean, I live in Beverly Hills. You know, I've had a Ferrari. You know, I tried the whole everything. You know, I've seen a lot of crazy things in my life. I was, when you lived in LA for 10 years. You know, I met tons of celebrities through my business and stuff. And for a lot of people, we live in a very materialistic world. So of course, for a lot of these young people, they're like, "Wow, oh my God, it's the dream life, this and that." But at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I don't really care about all that. It's much deeper, and you know, it is really about your best friends. It's about, you know, your business. It's about your colleagues. It's about your everyday life, and I can travel around the world, meet so many cool people, but what I really look forward to is just coming home and working with my team at my office and grinding and building my business.
That's great. Thanks for listening in, and a big thanks to our sponsor, Heston's Beds in Los Angeles. Heston's will change the way you sleep forever with the finest beds, mattresses, and bedding accessories in the world. If you're serious about success, you should be serious about your sleep. Check them out at hestonsla.com. And if you have any questions and comments, please email us at info@ilsuccess.com. And also don't forget to check out my book, thegoalbook.com. And remember, if you enjoy this podcast, share it with your friends and family, because as I told you, my goal is to help 10 million people in 10 years, and I need your help, just like I had Yannick's help today to share his story. So from the bottom of my heart, Yannick, I am truly honored to have you here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter. It's really a pleasure being here. I think you're doing a great job, and I'm excited to hear this podcast and follow you in the future.